This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, in for Terry Gross. The release of Taylor Swift's Folklore, her new eighth studio album, caught fans by surprise. There had been no reports that Swift was working on a new release, and yet here it is, recorded in coronavirus lockdown. It contains 16 new songs, into which she poured, she said on social media, quote, all my whims, dreams, fears, and musings, unquote. Rock critic Ken Tucker says he approached the new album very skeptically.
Betty, I won't make assumptions about why you switched your homeroom, but I think it's 'cause of me. Betty, one time I was riding on my skateboard when I passed your house. It's like I couldn't breathe. You heard the rumors from Inez. You can't believe a word she says most times, but this time it was true. The worst thing that I ever did was what I did to you.
When I heard that Taylor Swift was rushing out an album she'd completed over just the last couple of months, my inner eye rolled with sarcastic dubiousness. Swift usually prepares her album releases with the scrupulous deliberation and elaborate technology of a NASA moon launch. So when I saw that the album was called Folklore, and that the album package featured misty black and white photos of Swift walking in the woods, I thought, oh no, is this going to be like when Justin Timberlake put on a lumberjack shirt and lost his rhythm on Man of the Woods? Nope, I was wrong.
Vintage tea, brand new phone, high heels on, cobblestones. When you are young, they assume you know nothing. Sequin smile, black lipstick. Sensual politics. When you are young, they assume you know nothing. But I knew you, dancing in your Levi's, drunk under a streetlight. I knew you, hand under my sweatshirt, baby, kiss it better. And when I felt like I was an old cardigan to someone's bed, you put me on and said I was your favorite.
That's Cardigan, the first single off the album. This collection was recorded working remotely with producer Jack Antonoff and a new collaborator, Aaron Dessner, the multi-instrumentalist member of the indie rock band The National, with whom Swift co-wrote 11 of 16 songs. Nevertheless, every composition sounds like a Taylor Swift song. Take, for example, this one called Mad Woman, in which she addresses the eternally irritating way men call women crazy and angry as ways to diminish them.
Every time you call me crazy, you're getting more crazy. What about that? And when you say I seem angry, you're getting more angry. And there's nothing like a mad woman. What a shame she went mad. Come out and you find something to wrap your noose around. And there's nothing like a man, woman.
Interestingly, being isolated has made Swift's songwriting less self-absorbed. The lyrics are not stuffed, for example, with the usual Easter eggs filled with the rotten candy of revenge for her various pop world rivals. Instead, she's more interested in describing other people's lives and the world that we all used to walk around in so freely. One striking example of this is The Last Great American Dynasty. It's a story song about Rebecca Harkness, the eccentric wealthy widow who used to occupy the big house Swift moved into some years ago in Watch Hill, Rhode Island.
Rebecca rode up on the afternoon train. It was sunny. Her salt bar
Fox's house on the coast took a mind off St. Louis. Bill was the heir to the Standard Oil name and money, and the town said, how did a middle class divorcee do it? The wedding was charming if a little gauche. There's only so far new money goes. They picked out a home and called it Holiday House. Their parties were tasteful if a little loud. The doctor had told him to settle down. It must have been her fault his heart gave out. And they said, there goes the last great American dynasty.
One of the best songs on Folklore is called Mirror Ball, a lovely pop song. It's like a tune you'd hear from the Bangles or the Mamas and Papas, but slowed down to render it a ballad, even as it remains groovy and catchy. How excellent it is that Swift hasn't spent her quarantine days penning earnest thumbsuckers about the state of the world, but rather cooking up a yeasty kind of sugar-free pop that rises above much recent music-making. The song Cardigan has the refrain, "When you are young, they assume you know nothing," which reminded me that Swift turned 30 this year, and Folklore feels like a dividing line, a marking off of her past as she and we enter our uncertain future.
Ken Tucker reviewed Taylor Swift's new album called Folklore. Coming up, we remember Annie Ross, one-third of the acclaimed and innovative vocal jazz trio known as Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. She died Tuesday of complications from emphysema and heart disease. She was 89 years old. This is Fresh Air.